We are in
Can you please tell us about that?
It's called Karaoke Knockout. If you go to, was it karaokeco.org /Jim Jeff, you can vote for us. It's a free vote. If you do it off your phone, it'll say you can vote for, have one vote, and it says enter your card. But if you go farther down, you can get a free vote using Facebook.
Yeah, verify it with Facebook.
And right now we're just vote. They're doing the votes. So
we have no idea what's going on.
But we're number one, or we were. Number
one.
Good.
Number one. Well, we're going to share the link, and we'll share the link in the podcast and in our pages as well.
Can we do a little song for you?
We would love it.
Go ahead.
Friends in More Places?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a moral?
Yeah.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they sing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
When the moon seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore. That's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. Lucky fellore. Scusa me, but you'll be back in old Napoli. That's amore. Amore. Amore.
Excellent.
That was wonderful.
Excellent. We love this part. That was great. Are you okay? I remember the video that you guys did, and I know it touched a lot of people. You guys sang a Garth Brooks song, I think, when you guys closed the restaurant and said goodbye. And that was kind of you got a really good feedback from that. It must be very, very, fulfilling and make you feel good that so many people around the world, fell in love with you guys and just really appreciated your personalities, your hard work, and just your success. People were really pulling for you.
It was amazing for all the people that came in. I mean, people would come on their vacation and say, "Hi, how are you?" And it's like, we start talking about it. Oh yeah, we're on vacation. We came here just to come see you.
Yeah, we keep in touch with a couple, a family that was from Scotland. We keep in touch on Facebook with them. And there were people from Ireland and other
all over the world. You guys were famous. It was all over the world.
It's like we're going, and it's just amazing. And still to this day, people remember us. They'll come up and go, "Hey, aren't you the guys that were?" I go, "Yeah." They go, "Wow."
Yeah. They still remember that, "Oh, you weren't Gordon Ramsay." It's like, "Yep, we were." And it was, it's really neat that the people remember who we were or are.
Who we are. I miss the business. I miss being in, I'll tell you, just talking to the customers. And unfortunately, nowadays, the pizza industry is going in a different direction. They're going into what I call the boutique subway kind of where, you're in line and you go, "I want to get the sourdough crust and I want the red sauce and then I want this cheese and I want that." And then it's like, and it's not, you don't get to know your customers.
No, it's
not personal.
No. And basically brick and mortar places, which is a building or whatever, it's getting hard to do that because of the raising in inflation and then also
wages
and
the top thing for all businesses right now are wages. And in the industry, the second is cheese. And it depends on, how the economy's doing and what people are charging for everything. And we got out just before COVID, so we didn't have to deal with, people trying to deliver food and stuff.
Oh,
that
been,
was crazy.
That was.
But the Capri is still there, by the way.
Yep. It's,
oh, that was. I was going to ask.
It's under a new name, right?
No, it's still the same. The Capri Aperitivo Bar.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
We actually went there.
Oh, wow.
They have great drinks. Mom recommends the frozen Negroni.
It was great.
And,
never had
the espresso martini, but you know, they have a shrine set up
for the
of the Capri. And how, you know, from
the predecessors.
The predecessors.
Oh.
Jeff,
yeah.
And then us. And now what they're doing with it. And it's like, it's totally different. You wouldn't recognize it if you go there because they put a bar in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of it. It's so different.
Yeah. And they opened up. It they did a great job. I must. Well,
the one thing I liked is the window, the big front window in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can open it.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, being in LA, the temperature doesn't
get pretty hot.
You could just open up the windows and let the breeze come in, and then it just
You wouldn't need a
big
air conditioner. Yeah.
Appetizer.
Two quick questions. I'm gonna let Florence take over. If Gordon Ramsay was here right now, what would you say?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And then
ask how he's doing.
Yeah, and how's his family's doing.
See how his twins are doing. Ask him if they're driving him crazy like we drove mom and dad crazy.
And then, well, it was a good experience. It really was. I mean, at first, it didn't feel good, but it was the right thing to do. For sure. For sure. It was great.
Now, what do you want to say to your fans all over the country that have really fallen in love with you guys? What would you like to say to them for this incredible journey you've been on?
Thank you for being our fans. And we appreciate all the, you know, all the fanship and, you know, friendship and stuff that we've gotten out of it. I miss it greatly.
Jeff keeps up with Facebook more than I do.
And also the other ones I look into, you know, and people are still saying, hey, I saw your episode, and I think you guys are great. And I, you know, some of my reply where I'll say, sorry, we missed. We would love to go to your place. I said, sorry, we're closed and stuff. But, you know, it's just we loved what we did. I mean, you know. Unfortunately, we put everything in it, not just us, but our money and our savings. And that's why we're living with mom and dad now.
Yeah,
mom. And
well,
but I miss it a lot. I miss our fans and our friends.
Yeah.
It's amazing how alone you are until you get out of a business like the Capri. And that's being honest, because I miss the camaraderie we had there.
Yeah, and the people, you could talk to them, and you could poke fun at things that they liked, and they poke fun at things that you liked, and it was fun. It wasn't in bad taste or anything like that. And
well, it was a different time. You could make fun of people and stuff, and not worry about you hurt my feelings. It's like, come on.
You can't get canceled. You have to be, you know, politically
correct. Yeah, people
got to
lighten up. Enjoy. Yeah. If you don't like something, don't watch it.
We really appreciate this.
Go look us up.
Yeah, look us up.
Definitely.
We will.
We're going to share their Facebook page. And also, please don't forget to vote. We're going to put all that information there. You don't have to pay anything. Just go to the, put in with your Facebook, click on one vote for free. And you could do that. And please, support these guys. They've given a lot to a lot of people. And they're our favorite people from Kitchen Nightmares, other than Ramsay. But he's got enough. He's got a big enough head. He's got enough love. So we want to give you a lot of love and a lot of support because you guys really did. You were something special on that. And also, you guys were so successful for a long time. It wasn't just you were one and done and that was it. You guys really, so never think you failed. It just kind of ran out of time. And that's the nature of the beast.
That was one thing I didn't understand. People would go on Kitchen Nightmares and then they would change it back to where they were before. And I'm thinking, well, why would you go through this? This thing just to get the publicity.
If I had to, I would do it again only because I needed to, but otherwise it rips the inside out of you.
Yeah, I mean, rips it the really, inside. And you know, people, my favorite comment was don't take it personal. It's only a business. And I look at them, I go, well, the problem is it's my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is personal.
It's our baby.
And the way he goes about it is a little more aggressive than most consultants would. But again, you guys, I think what going back to your statement saying, why would people go back? I think you are right, because some restaurants that I've studied literally said there was nothing wrong with our restaurant. We did this for PR. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing that's interesting. Every restaurant said they had great food, and some had bad food. Some had okay food. Where did you guys fit? Do you just think you just didn't know what was going on and your food was great? How did you guys think?
I thought our food was good.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
And in fact, we brought back the Colossal. A pizza that Gordon Ramsay said, what?
Oh, I remember.
Yes, I remember.
That's the only pasta I like. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good. Maybe I'm happy. But no, we would bring back some of the items that we used to have. But Gordon Ramsay knew one thing. He says, keep it simple.
Yep.
And, you know, keep it fresh. And we learned from that. That was one thing we learned is like, you know, if you're not using fresh ingredients, it's not going to work. And, you know, like my perfect example is, you know, with our Hawaiian pizza, I would never get a Hawaiian pizza unless it was like that, because I loved the spicy, hot, sweet.
Those meatball sliders looked great.
Oh, they are. And, you know, we made, we actually made some meatballs up here. We made meatballs and pizza dough.
Yep. Just to do it. And I almost bought one of those little pizza ovens that you do outside, and it's like, I don't know, it seems a lot of
a lot of money for a pizza. They're expensive, so
we might still do it.
There might be a little lingering, like someone might want us to, you know, hey, we're having a party, you want to make pizzas for us? Well, maybe we can do that now.
Well, maybe we could have a live show of you guys making pizza dough and making a pizza. I think that would be really cool.
So much fun.
Well, we'll have to talk to Mom to see if she'll let us mess up the kitchen that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think Mom will say you have to clean up after, so she doesn't have to.
Right.
Cleaning's not a four-letter word, guys. Come on. And we wanted to end the show in a really celebratory. Your father passed away in the last couple of years, and we wanted to make sure that we give him a shout out because he seemed like he was a good guy and a good part of your life, and we wanted to give him a great kind of a clap and just let people realize that you did have a really good mom and dad, and your mom's still kicking, doing great. And it's just real good. Why don't you talk about your dad for a minute?
Dad was the kind of dad that I think anyone would want. He's what you would call old school. He was a college textbook salesman, and he
would let us do the things we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he would say, well, you sure you want to do this? And it's like, okay. And it's like, at one time I wanted to go into biology or chemistry. And he says, are you sure you want to do that? Because you'd be spending a lot of time in a lab by yourself. So I changed my mind right away.
But here's another example. I was playing rugby, and my team, Pasadena, came up to play Kern.
In Bakersfield,
basically, but they call it Kern. And I'm playing in the B-side game, and I volunteer to go play wing, and I get creamed. I mean, literally, it was a clean hit, but I just get wham! And I couldn't get up, couldn't breathe or whatever for a while. I mean, you know how you get gasping for air and stuff?
Sure.
I'm on the other sideline of the Kern side. They say, stay down, take a minute. Here, have some water. Some of the guys, do you want a beer? But luckily, mom and dad had come to watch the match, and the dog had started barking, so mom was not looking. And the only comment dad made after the game match was, now you know why you don't volunteer.
Oh.
But no, mom and dad are always behind whatever we do. And, you know, acting, you know, either actually the best story about our acting and dad was Murphy Brown. The first episode of Murphy Brown we did, there was a break and we're talking with Murphy Brown and stuff. And we go, well, our mom and dad are here. You go, your dad's here? I go, yeah. You said, come on, show me where he's at. So we broke, you know, walked into the crowd, and he shook, Candace Bergen shook dad's hand and said, you know, you have great boys or whatever.
Oh, right? Wow.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And, you know, it just shows in that, and they were always there for us. Mom and dad would do anything for us. Except take us to China. or Australia. But no, they did all they could for us. And, you know, even after we failed at the business and had nowhere to go, they took us back in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're set in their ways and they were on a small income. And they still took us in and said, no, your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I come from the same type of family, and it's wonderful. So does James when family is there for you. There's nothing better. There's nothing better in life.
They support you.
And, you know,
having a wonderful family.
They would never push us when we were in high school or college. Or another thing, in college, when we were playing football, we played Division III football at Ripon College in Wisconsin. You guys hear why it's in Wisconsin.
Wow.
They're right. And mom won't get mad because she's a cheesehead. She's from
home. Oh, okay.
But anyways, dad would come to every single
football game.
Wow. And he would
fly, because we lived in Massachusetts. He would fly out of Providence, fly into Chicago, drive up, come see us. Then at the end of the weekend, go back down and fly to like Florida or whatever. And they would go, well,
wow.
They'd go, well, why did even his bosses would go, well, how come you're flying to Chicago? He said, less, it costs less.
Well, thank you for sharing those stories. Again, there's nothing better than having a good support, good family.
Yeah. Well, guys,
thank you so, so much for doing this. This was amazing. This was wonderful. We've waited a long time to have you on.
I know.
So thank you so much.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe we can get that pizza thing going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much. You guys take care. Thank you all. We'll give all the links in our account, and please support these two because they are so awesome.
And vote for them. Vote for their karaoke on Facebook.
Yeah. So everyone take care. We'll see you later. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.